Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome back to part two. We're talking about Impulse with Vogue Williams and Wayne Lineker. So my question to you, Vogue, is if they say what's the goss and there's something which another friend who isn't there has sworn you to secrecy not to tell, and you sort of can't stop yourself controlling that impulse, which is what we're talking about today, what are you getting from that? It must be positive. Because were Wayne and I to share a secret at that point, we would feel shit afterwards and my adrenaline would be going, oh, I shouldn't have fucking said that.
It depends on the level of goss. Like, there's some people, like, some friends I wouldn't even tell when I'm, like, pregnant before I'm, like, 12 weeks, because I'm like, that shit will go around Howth, where I'm from, like wildfire in 1 second. So, like, you just have to be careful with who you tell what. But, like, it's kind of insignificant gossip that, like, I wouldn't think about it in my mind. But, like, if I had something funny, then I would say it. Because I'd expect some goss in return. God, I sound like a bitch. That's true.
You sound like a woman.
At least I'm honest.
So overall, there's another study here that says women have better impulsivity control. Doesn't mean that's slightly different. So we're talking about you have an impulse and you go with it. But when it comes down to really controlling themselves over serious shit they wouldn't want to do, but can't stop themselves doing, women are better at that type of impulse control. Impulsivity is associated with various clinical conditions such as delinquency, antisocial behaviour, aggression, criminal activity. The evolutionary perspective argued that impulsivity relates to self-regulation and is predicted that female individuals should have evolved a greater ability to inhibit prepotent responses. There is supportive evidence showing that female individuals have better performance on cognitive tasks measuring impulsivity, such as the big one, delaying gratification. You can measure this on toddlers. I used to do it on mine when she was two. You leave a biscuit in front of the two-year-old, leave the room and say, do not eat it. The longer the gap, the more intelligent and the more emotionally regulated the child. Easily measured. So a kid that shoves a biscuit into their mouth after 2 seconds. No. I mean, I would have eaten the biscuits, then found the cupboard and done the lot, done the whole stash. Yeah. I've done every hobnob in the house. He's fucked. His insulin's gone. We need to take him to casual. So let's talk about delaying gratification. You've said you're not very good at it with shopping, Vogue. But
yeah,
when it comes to this, if it came to a, like, serious funds were running out, do you think you would be able to get on top of that?
Yeah, I'm quite good at things like that. Like, Spencer would not be good at things like that. He's more of a, like, I remember he said that when he bought me a really nice birthday present when we first started going out with each other. And, like, he had no money in his bank account. So once he bought that, I think he had like 200 quid left. But he kind of worked on, he said he'd gotten down to that much money so many times over and over again. Now, obviously, people will say that, oh, his parents would have topped him up, but they didn't. They don't. It's not what they do. And so he would just live hand to mouth like that. And I think that was just the way, I don't know, he was a club promoter for a while as well. So money would come in, he'd make a big chunk of cash, and then he would just expect it to keep coming back. Whereas I would be more of a saver in terms of that, and less impulsive with money.
So I actually, my PA's here, Dave, he'll back me up on this. I actually spend money that I've not earned yet. So I'm actually going to earn this much this summer. And then, so I'd spend half of it before I started by borrowing it or taking it out the bank account from the business. I spend money that I haven't earned yet. So I'm very impulsive, yeah.
I've definitely done that on the early tours, and then I've like done a joke on TV and got semi-cancelled, and like, oh fuck,
yeah, exactly.
Not
going
to sell that many tickets after all.
So I've ordered a new Bentley, the Jeep, before COVID, and then like I put deposit down and I would have put deposit down this and the other, and then COVID came and like bosh. So
is there any limit to the damage COVID could do destroying lives?
There's no limit, is there? Don't bend this.
I've heard some stuff over the last 3 years, but that one fucking broke me, Wayne.
Not Bentley, it was a Lamborghini actually, but
yeah. Oh, it's worse. It's fucking worse.
That's a lovely Jeep.
Yeah, it was the Lamborghini Jeep.
Was that to compliment the existing? Was that to compliment or replace the existing whip?
I was actually so confident I was going to get it. I already told social media that I was about to buy a new Urus, and then COVID came and
and you haven't learnt your lesson because you've spent half the money already this year.
So anyway, because COVID's gone, I pre-ordered. So Putin better behave himself.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do another year. So you sold a bunch of tables to some Russians. I bet you'll be fucking swallowing your prejudice on this. Come on. What, if Russians wanted to buy that my whole Hammersmith Apollo tour, you'd fucking see a change in my politics as well. There is no way we should stand up. We buy a whole theatre. In you come, Andre. Yeah. Come on, mate. Everyone's got integrity till the fucking wallet comes out. By the way, Twitter, we are using irony, which you cannot handle. Please fuck off and don't tweet me. Let's talk about holidays, because I often feel like a holiday, once you get into a long-term relationship with someone, a holiday is a really good sort of lab test of how impulsive and how organised someone is. When Lindsay and I first met, I was still having on-off like summers where sometimes rolling in cash, sometimes not. And one of the first things we do to save money, if we're flying for 2 nights, why pay for more than one bag? It's fucking 60, it's so extravagant. We only tried that experiment once. I would literally rather sell my kidneys than share a case with my wife. Shit is packed like Ted Bundy has packed it, organized in freezer bags, labeled, scanned with barcodes. And Lindsay just does like a washing machine as she looks for stuff. I'll just take this. Everything's nothing. My outfits, I'm packing now. Yeah, I'm doing Cancun 7 nights. 7 outfits will go in, planned. Why take more?
I love that.
Wow. I'm in shock.
Look, here's Spenny shit. That's Spenny shit. Mine's in the wardrobe. Look at the shit everywhere.
Nice. That is terrible.
That's how he packs and unpacks.
Hang on a minute. Was that was a butt plug. Who's that for?
That's mine.
But so when we're on holiday, this is something I'm fascinated to pick your brains about, Wayne, because there is a stereotype that Brits, you know, your regular Donna, she works in Superdrug, she's 23 years old, actually quite conservative. I've only had 2 boyfriends my entire life. I do like a drink now and again. By the time she steps off that plane in Ibiza, the whole personality has changed. And the same with blokes as well. Do we become more impulsive as soon as we're in a different location?
I think it's sort of become iconic that the Ibiza air changes people's, you know, the way they control themselves. But it's not actually that. It's the amount of drinks they have on the airplane.
But it's the same everywhere, though, isn't it? You'll get it even with a bunch of lads. You know, the guy who can't pull to save his life, really unconfident, laid within 24 hours of getting off the plane. I call it jet slag. It's jet like slag. Jet lag, but you just automatically get laid and get off the plane.
Yes. I think everyone's more impulsive on holidays though, like in but every what, sense but why? Of the word.
But what?
Because I don't know. Because you're cutting off from your everyday life. You've got a bit of time off. It's sunny. It's nice. It's fun. It's somewhere different. Yeah, you beat the air. It's just you're just allowed to do more shit that you wouldn't do at home. Like even with regards to what kind of holiday you're going. Like when I go to Ibiza in September, I will be completely different to when I plan on going away with my kids in the summer. Like obviously, different rules.
But when you go away as a couple and one of you wants to go, let's just walk down this side street and eat somewhere tonight. And then I'd be like, actually, we've got the Lonely Planet here, TripAdvisor. I don't want to be eating in a place that gets 2 stars. Life's too short. So I don't mind impulsively going down a side street. But once you look at La Taverna, I am Googling it and I'm checking it. It can cause tension if one of you's more impulsive than the other, can't it?
Yeah, I've had a lifelong relationships like that, a life full of relationships like that. So I'm, they've cost me a few. But, I mean, you've both got to be on the same page, haven't you? So, you know, and it's very difficult, especially like, you know, when you're as impulsive as what I am. So,
but sometimes I bet it annoys the shit out of you how impulsive Spence could be. Have you booked a table for a restaurant, Spence? We're just going to, let's just go out, Vogue. Let's just see what happens. And on one level, it winds you up. But on another level, don't you need to be with someone that compliments you sometimes and chills you out?
Sometimes it can be quite nice, but we're actually in the middle of booking a summer holiday. And like, I had this place all organized in Portugal, and then Svenny decided he wants to go to Miami because he has to do some work there. And I'm like, that doesn't suit me. And then I've left him now to organize it. He's too impulsive. He'll leave it to the last minute. Whereas I just need to be organized and stuff like that. I don't mind being impulsive on holidays with a restaurant and stuff. But like you, like, I also don't want to eat somewhere shite or go somewhere shite.
Yeah, I mean, my family have drilled it into me, Dad, you know, you can't be with someone with your same personality as you because it'd just be a disaster. You know, so I need someone to keep the reins on me, really, to stop me going out so much. The last thing I needed to be is someone with someone impulsive and a party animal.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Have you had any relationships like that where it is two of the same?
No, because they never even get into the relationship stage because you go out for two or three nights and then it's just not right because all you are is hungover.
You just wake up in Morocco and go, so, this is fucked.
Yeah, or wherever, yeah.
That's fucking Rabat, isn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, I definitely think when you're as impulsive as what I am, then I need someone that can stabilise me a little bit.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But you see it the other way around as well, don't you, Vogue? Two people that are too stabilizing, if you know what I mean. Yes, on paper they've got everything, they're always organized, they're always on time, everything's planned, but they look, sometimes the relationship looks unhappy,
so
on some
dull
level.
Yeah, like, but I'm also jealous of their organization.
Yeah,
but they look like they're having a shite time.
Yeah.
But I think from the outside looking in, from a girl's point of view that goes out with an impulsive guy that loves to party, this, that, and the other, they kind of want that, and then when they've got it they don't want it, so it's difficult.
Yeah.
Do you think it's harder to trust someone that is impulsive? Let's go there.
I guess naturally, yes, I would think.
No, I don't know. Well, I suppose, I'm trying to think, do I...
If you're dating Vogue, you're dating a guy who can't say no to a drink, can't say no to a spliff, can't say no to a line. I bought a Ferrari, don't worry, it's only $2,000 a month. Can you really be assured that when they're fully drunk, when they're on the dance floor, they can say no to a snog?
Well, Spenny used to be a big, big drinker. He's not anymore, and I don't find him, he's not very different to when he was boozing, like in that sense. I don't feel like his impulsivity has it's obviously changed a little bit, but not in that sense of the word. I don't think that's ever been a real issue. I think that just depends on, that's loads of different factors. I mean, you can blame it on being pissed, but like, it's not really an excuse, is it?
Not really,
for your impulsivity, Wayne.
Not really.
How much impulsiveness did you have last week? About 7.
About 7. Wayne, I'd love to hear some of your excuses.
Oh, I'd love to
I had a fucking couple of antihistamine and next thing I know...
I'm trying to think if I've ever used that as an excuse.
What,
not really.
What, antihistamine?
What about, do you think Brits as a culture, because when we're sober and when we're in England, we're a lot more controlled than, say, our Italian, French or even American friends, that that we bounce to a much more extreme once we're hammered and abroad? Because when I see Italians or French in Ibiza or wherever, but let's just keep to Ibiza as the Petri dish, there's that stereotype of the Italian clubbers. They still look quite good at the end of the night, annoyingly.
Yeah.
And sunglasses are still attached. They're off their tits, but they're not like being, having their stomach pumped by a St John's ambulance round the corner like Gary from Watford.
I know Gary. He's a good lad.
Is it related to how uptight we are normally, that we've got more steam to let off? Is it because we live in rainy windswept corner? Is it World War II ration book leftover? I mean, why are we? And Irish are just as bad. You know, Irish uptight by day, wild by night, another race that's like it. Why are we like that?
I think it's the culture, because like, obviously, if you're French or if you're Italian, like, or Spanish, they'll sit and they'll have wine with their lunch. And like, they're really good moderators.
Yeah, they are.
I just don't think we're very good at moderating. Like, when I know it's such a like stereotype of Irish people, but like, I don't know. It's just like, drink is associated with like having a good time. It's associated with like socializing. And it's just, we treat it very differently to the French or the Spanish or the Italians. They're just better drinkers.
Yeah, it's just like when Spanish people or French people sit and watch British people partying, they're deep in shock. They don't. No, they are. They don't get it. They're like, what the fuck? Who are these people? Because we are that far apart from in the way we actually hold ourselves when we're out, you know.
But why? Why is your opinion of why we're like that? Some people say it's because we had the Victorian era. That's the first thing that happened to us. And then we had World War II. We were left with rationing for a lot longer than everyone else. And our grandparents taught our parents and then us that, save it up, use it, jelly on Sunday. And we're sort of locked on that rhythm in this corner of Europe. That's one theory. I don't know why.
I think it's just lifestyle, really. I mean, it's just a mystery, isn't it? I mean,
so you'd never have an Italian like ordering that like 4 liters of Belvedere vodka with a little sparkler coming out. We love that.
You might get an Italian bloke would definitely order that, but he wouldn't drink all of it and then shit himself in the baby pool.
Exactly that, yeah.
He'd still order it for the gieldem sat around him, of course.
Yeah.
Last question is another gender divide question. I wonder, though, you know, when women are out and they're all egging each other on, are women more likely to step in and safeguard another girl in the group against taking that step too far? I'm not saying would kill her fun. Everyone do a shot. But if she saw one girl, yeah, well, I'm going to fucking get my tits out in front of this police officer. Are girls better at that's probably not a good idea, Debbie, than blokes who would be like, yeah, get the balls out as well as the cock, Gary. Might as well get the fucking old meat and veg out.
I'm not really quite sure. Again, it just depends how much you've drank, doesn't it?
Well,
like, you might be joining in on it.
Statistics would suggest they are. A lot more women nicked on a Saturday night in a market town.
Really?
Of course. A lot more. Wow. You know, a lot less women fighting each other.
What town do you go to? Because I want to go there.
No, I'm just going by social unrest and antisocial behaviour, or taking it too far, getting injured, ending up in hospital. It's 80-20 across the board with all things that happen to men.
What? It's 80-20, sorry. Women getting injured, ending up
in hospital? No, men. Oh, yeah, we are the bumps in our heads. We are the ones who... Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't know what's in it, but I'm going to do 5 lines of it off the toilet duck in the toilet. Oh, look, I'm in casualty. A man is more likely to do that than a woman, one could argue.
I would say so, yeah.
But if Dave saw Gary going to the toilet to do it, he would be less inclined to go, hang on, guys, time out. Are we sure that's safe? Whereas one of the girls would be likely to go, Vogue, what are you doing? You're fucking crazy. You're going to kill yourself. You know, you're more likely to have the girls step in on a safety front when it comes to impulsiveness. Is that your experience?
Yeah, possibly. The girls definitely have each other's back. Like, you can go out and have a laugh, but there is a limit to it, I suppose, as well. Whereas men, they're just kind of a little bit wilder anyway, in general.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is with men, they egg each other on. So,
yeah.
I mean, if one guy's being absolutely stupid, the other guy's going to be even stupider. And then, so he's then going, well, I want to be even more stupid. So, whereas I don't think that happens with girls. I think they may have one person in the group that's a little bit eccentric, whereas the guys, what, 7 out of 8 of them are all nuts. So
I saw it myself last summer in your very establishment. It got to the end of the day, which I made it to, shockingly, as drunk as I was. And then obviously, because of the very strict Spanish law, it's not the club's fault. There was no, you could sit and have a drink, but you weren't allowed to dance. Mm. So I watched a table of lads, two along from mine, make the decision that the way to leave the club was to get chucked out on purpose for banter. That's the way they wanted to leave. So they danced one by one and was removed, going, "Whee!" dancing like John Travolta as they were thrown onto the street.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
but there's no gain there, is there, Vogue? There's literally
I need to get the CCTV for that, because I'll make a great video.
I can give you the date.
Yeah, just about
held.
Date,
I just about held on to my own self there. You'll take piss off me. All I did was wiggle my butt. When was the last time you did something totally impulsive, Vogue? Last question.
Last time I did something totally impulsive.
That you regret. Saying yes to a job today, a purchase, getting pregnant.
Again. Oh, God. So, do you know what? I said yes to going out. Oh, they might hear this. Oh, well. I said to get yes to going out with a load of my gay friends on Saturday. And I was like, no, I don't care if I'm like 5 seconds away from giving birth. I'm going. And it's a thing they've organized called Drag Queen Fondue. So we all have to go and dress up as drag queens. And I'm like, I'm really not in a state to be dressing up as a drag queen. But I've said yes to that and I'm going and I have to pretend I'm really excited.
Wouldn't it be? It'd be so depressing when you're pregnant if you were the least convincing as well, wouldn't it?
I barely have to dress up.
So, yeah, that is a good form of impulsiveness, being unable. Me and Lindsay argue about this, being able to run through in your head a commitment that you probably won't be up for down the line.
Yeah.
When I use language, like if we were having a drink now, let's all go Ibiza, I'd be like, okay, why don't we research it and think about it? That's the language I would use. Whereas Lindsay would be like, yes, we're going, July, it's on, without even checking the price of villas or anything. That impulse to commitment. And a lot of the time, then you have to let people down. I'm not a letdown. I'm like, we only ever said maybe, let's do it another time.
I have to say though, I like, there's nothing I love more than when someone cancels a plan. I mean, oh. I'm like, right, you can't, I'm delighted that you cancelled that, but now I owe you one.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
I'll get you back.
A cancel credit. Very
but
nice.
Thank you very much.
Cancel credits. That'd be good stand up, that. I'm going to write that down. Well done, Bobby. Give you a writing credit. So Wayne, when was, I've given you a time to go through your hard drive, through your digital and back into your paper records. When was the last time you did something really impulsive, apart from a deposit on a Lambo?
Yeah, that'd be 3 weeks ago in Dubai with no secret. My best friend is Callum, who's a pretty impulsive guy.
Callum Best. What happened?
I mean, we got on the plane together and we made a plan to behave ourselves, to go, as soon as we land in Dubai, we'll go for something to eat, have an early night, and then we'll go to the gym in the morning and we'll drink juice all day and we'll be really healthy. That was the plan for the whole holiday. Anyway, we landed in Dubai. We went out, got absolutely wasted, got in at 7 a.m. in the morning.
And oh, then, God.
And then I said to Callum, should we cancel the gym? He went, yeah, let's cancel the gym. I'll see you later. That was it. So, yeah. So nothing went to plan there.
Love it. Well, look, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Wayne Lineker, Vogue Williams.
Thank you.
I don't know if we've got to the bottom of impulsivity, but I've had a fucking good time finding out about it. Hey, if you've come here as fans of either Vogue or Wayne, highly likely, if you've been driven here by their social media, why don't you hang around, do something impulsive like hit subscribe or leave a 5-star review. But don't leave a negative review, as I am quite an impulsive person and I will come around and stab you in the face. Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.